open up the champagne, pop. It's my house, come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you been.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hello there, and welcome to another championship edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, celebrating the Cavaliers of Cleveland. We will hear from Jim Donovan, the voice of Cleveland Browns, at 2 o'clock. We will hear from Cody Kessler at 1:30 talking about the Cavs. We'll hear from Hollywood Higgins at 2:30 talking about the Cavs. The parade route is out for tomorrow. There will be no CBD, as ESPN 850 WKNR, ESPN Cleveland, will bring you live parade coverage and Cavs coverage all day tomorrow. It is going to be awesome. I'm excited. They're expecting over a million people, which sounds scary, honestly, when I think about it out loud.
As much as I think Cleveland sports fans are the best sports fans in the world, a million would be just, I can't even fathom that right now. It sounds possible. But do you even think that's possible? I don't know how we're going to count that number.
That's what they're
anyways
saying. It's going to go from E6, then they're going to make a left on Huron, a left on Ontario surrounding the queue, a left on Carnegie around Progressive Field, and then on to East 9th, and they'll be on East 9th all the way from Carnegie down to Lakeside, where they will make a left on Lakeside and then finish right in front of the Convention Center. The rally zone where the stage is in the Mall C area. And they're expecting, as I said, over a million people tomorrow for that. We do have a big show for you, as I mentioned, Jim Donovan, Cody Kessler, Hollywood Higgins. We want to hear from you. It still remains a Cavs celebration edition of CBD today. But, Gibbs, we didn't get to hear from you at all yesterday. The people wanted to hear from you.
Missed you.
We missed you. What are you feeling? Just take us through the last 72 hours.
It has been a little bit of a whirlwind, and now that we just got the parade route, we were set to broadcast in one spot. Now I don't know if we're going to be able to do that, so it's trying to coordinate. Literally, it's keeping your head above water. the game ended. I didn't have anything to say. There were no words. I just sat there. I looked at. I was like, I can't believe this. I literally, there were no words to this. To describe it, I was ecstatic, and it was one of those things where it was just, wow, I can't believe this has happened. I can't believe I'm watching this, because even when LeBron goes down with 9 seconds left holding his wrist, you're thinking he's going to miss both free throws. They're going to come down, hit a three, force overtime, and then we're screwed. And it didn't happen. Like the OIC moments never came.
Yep.
And it was, I don't know if I agree with people that say how great a game it was, because the last 4 minutes were some pretty terrible basketball.
There wasn't a basket scored.
I think a lot of anxiety.
I kept watching the clock, and I'm like, someone's got to make a play. I don't know if I like this. I don't know if this favors the Cavs. I don't know if this doesn't favor the Cavs. Like it was just, I'm sitting there yelling. I yelled at LeBron so many. There were so many. I made up swear words. I think on Sunday night, I was so angry. I'm like, take over the game. What's he doing? But then, like at the start of the third quarter, all he was doing, he knew he had to get JR going. And if he got JR going, then that would free up Kyrie inside to go inside. It would free up him to go inside. And JR, to his credit, showed up. First time maybe in, 13 NBA Finals games in the last 2 years. But, my God, did he show up. And it was fantastic. And, yesterday at the airport was insane. It took me an hour and 10 minutes just to get out of the IX Center parking lot.
What was that like? You were there yesterday.
Yeah, there were 10,000 people. I watched a woman go down. And hopefully she's okay. I think she's all right, because people started dropping from heat stroke. And they pulled up a vehicle with cases of water, and they asked the media to start handing them out, because you know, we were, it's the same area, you know, basically we fly out with the Browns. And so, but the media was fenced out. We were just on the outside of that big fencing around the hangar. Well, then there's rails, and then there's the fans. And the fans were shoulder to shoulder for a good 3 hours before that plane even landed. I watched a woman basically start having some issues. The EMTs couldn't get to her. The fans picked her up and crowd surfed her over to the EMTs.
Wow.
There were so many different things. The band was great. I mean, the party went from downtown to the airport. People dancing. I pulled up next to a carload of four probably college-age women that were shotgunning beers at 9:30 in the morning. I mean, it was a full-on party yesterday.
When I was coming into the office yesterday and people were just walking, it was like a sea of humanity walking down 237.
Yeah, people didn't – there was nowhere to park. I've never seen the IX Center lot full like that.
Crazy.
It was awesome. And props to the city, props to the fans. You know, we did it with class when we won Sunday night. I think CPD said there were five arrests. Whatever. There were only five people arrested. You know, that we didn't burn anything to the ground. We celebrated with class, and it was a great, great evening for the city, and I could not be more proud of this place. And, you know, listening to some of those people call yesterday and their voices cracking.
We had a guy full-on break down.
Yeah. We've seen a lot. We've experienced a lot. And now we're not that team. We're not the ugly ducklings anymore. We're on top of the sports world. We've won a championship. We've won championships. We've won a championship now to the point where, well, we're ahead of Boston. We're ahead of the Patriots. We're ahead of, you know, anybody out in L.A., ahead of the Lakers. We've won a championship more recently than anybody else. And we sit back and enjoy it. Tomorrow, I can't even begin to fathom what tomorrow is going to be like. But it's going to be a special. It's going to be a special day.
It's going to be crazy.
And one that, you know, if you can get your family down, you know, find a place, set up shop, bring plenty of water, get into town early, sit back and enjoy history because you've earned it.
Where do you think the best place to be to like set up is?
Well, so it's going to begin on West Huron. This is the parade route now. It has been released. It's going to be on West Huron, right outside the queue. It's actually going to go west. I'm sorry. It's starting on west.
Yeah, and then it goes E6. Around the queue. It's starting and on then E6. It gets, yeah. And then it comes down East 9th.
Huron to Ontario.
Yeah, to Carnegie.
Yep, to Carnegie. So it's going to go around Progressive Field.
Yep.
And then it's going to come down East 9th, and that's going to be the part that I think is really going to be awesome to see. All the way down East 9th to Lakeside, and it'll end right by the convention center at Mall B, Mall C, Mall A, one of those big malls right there, right by City Hall. And, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know. The question is, do you want to watch the parade or do you want to watch the rally? Because I think there's going to be so many people down here tomorrow. If you want to get over to the rally, I don't know if you're going to be able to.
No, I don't think you can.
I think it's either one or the other. And if that's the case, my recommendation is if you want to try to do both, set up like at the free stamp at like 9th and Lakeside.
Uh-huh.
Because then you're at the back end of the parade. And you walk right on the stamp is in that one big yard right there, that big area. Then you have City Hall, and then the rally zone is right next to it with the stage. So I think that free stamp area at East 9th and Lakeside is going to be your best bet. Because if you want to do the best of both worlds.
Gibbs, how do you think people are going to get down there?
That's
the thing I'm most stumped on. I've heard that
hotels are already booked downtown. You can't get a room down here tonight. A lot of people have already decided they're going to be down here early. Yeah, I think if you're not down here by 9 a.m., there's a good chance you're not going to make it by the time the parade starts at 11.
Wow.
I mean, I would strongly encourage you to take RTA, take that waterfront line, let you off in the Muni lot and just walk up East 9th from there, or take it to Tower City and walk. Public transportation is going to be huge, because you don't think Uber is going to be jacking up their prices tomorrow, or Lyft. This is the way I'm approaching it. Take St. Paddy's Day, which is like a holiday in this city. Put it on steroids and multiply it by 10, and that's going to be your parade tomorrow.
I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, it's going to be a drunk fest. It is going to be a bash to end all bashes. I think you've got to get down early. I mean, we're talking just our setup alone. We're setting up, possibly setting up tonight, if not first thing at like 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. And we're just down here for the day. Like, we're literally shipping in cases of water and pop and food for our staff and their families down here at the Galleria. You know, you can come and, you know, that's basically our partners and whatnot. We've told, hey, stop on by if you need to fill up, if you need to use the facilities, because God knows where you're going to find those.
From Keith Williams for us to be able to come down as well.
Yes. So I think it's just going to be electric tomorrow. It's going to be unlike any – I mean, people are asking me, they're texting me, they're going, you're the expert. I'm not the expert on any of this. I don't know. We've never had this.
Right.
So I have no idea what to tell people.
I think you are an expert, though.
I am not an expert.
I mean, I trust you. You're my authority on this. That's why I asked you how I'm driving down there, because I don't know. I'm stumped.
I mean,
I might just walk from Lakewood.
You might be better off. I mean, I think you got to park on the outskirts of downtown.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
I feel
you
like
know,
you might have to just go into downtown tonight.
Well, the problem is you don't have any... Reportedly, there are no hotel rooms available. That everything's booked. So if you have friends downtown...
Yeah.
You know, I think coming in the back end of play, you know, coming in off of the Shoreway, you know... You know, take 90 into town. You get off like at Carnegie, or I'm sorry, not Carnegie. Get off at Superior or St. Clair. Park at like East 17th, East 20th, and walk from there, because that'll ensure that you can at least get your car out by the end of the day.
It's gonna be madness.
It is gonna be insane.
I mean, I keep seeing the pictures of the Kansas City Royals one, mm-hmm. that 800,000 people.
Look at the Penguins one last week.
Here's my question.
It scares me a little bit, though.
When you have that many people technically at your parade, how many actually saw the parade?
Not that many.
Or how many actually saw the rally?
I don't know if anybody watched Game of Thrones this week, without giving away any spoiler, but there's a scene where there's a big battle and people just start getting trampled. And then you realize, oh my God, like if you fall, like you're never getting back up. It's over.
I trust Clevelanders to pick up their fellow man. Listen to what Gibbs said at what happened at the airport yesterday.
I don't know, man.
Teamwork.
That was a beautiful thing, but
I'm going to encourage everybody. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be between 80 and 85 degrees.
Lots of water.
You're going to be shoulder to shoulder with people. You better bring water, bring coolers. Don't think that you're going to be able to walk into a bar or restaurant and buy something to drink or something to eat, because every place is going to be packed like it was Sunday night. I mean, you're not going to be able to get into places. Bring food, bring water, set yourself up somewhere, and be prepared to sit there for the next 5 or 6 hours. That's what it's going to be like tomorrow.
It's going to be madness.
It is going to be madness.
I had huge expectations for downtown on Sunday. Went down there, didn't expect that. I thought I underestimated what it would be like downtown.
Yeah, Ritz, how long were you – did you end up going to the corner alley?
No. I was downtown for about 3 hours before the game. And then with our situation, we had to get out and get somewhere to watch the game out in Lakewood that was a little bit more comfortable.
Sure. Well, I mean, they shut down all the off-ramps. You couldn't get into downtown Cleveland once the game started. Do you guys know that?
Yeah,
they shut off every off-ramp. And you know what? I would expect that tomorrow. At some point, the city's not going to be able to take any more people in here.
This is going to be outrageous.
I'm just getting nervous.
Now I'm nervous. Now I'm uncomfortable. As in the words of my friend Ryan Novak, I'm uncomfortable.
He adds that extra syllable in there.
And here's something to anticipate, too. You should probably plan on your cell phone networking. I mean, isn't that something that happens with massive amounts of people?
Yes.
When you get in that kind of area?
I mean, we're looking at our hotspots, and we have mobile hotspots, and we're not even sure those are going to work. Like, they didn't work yesterday at the airport. So I don't know, and that was only 10,000 people. So, yeah, I mean.
This is going to be both the greatest and probably worst thing ever, but more the greatest. But it is not going to be a comfortable experience for anybody who goes.
You're going to sweat. Like,
it's going to be.
Don't worry about, like, you're all going to be sweating. You know, you get everybody coming down, well, it's going to be hot. It's going to be very hot.
People are going to be sweating up their new gear.
It's going to be, it's going to be ugly. Pack a change of shirts.
I ordered all my stuff from Fanatics yesterday. I got, like, the Kyrie championship jersey, so I can wear that jersey with no sleeves all summer long.
God.
I got the caricature T-shirt.
I got that
love.
One, too.
I got that one, and then I got the LeBron one where his arm's out holding the ring. I think that one's pretty sweet, too.
I have not gotten anything yet, and I don't know where to start. I'm a little overwhelmed by the amount of stuff.
Yeah,
my buddies I grew up with own GV Artwork. They're the Etch-A-Sketch guys.
Uh-huh.
And you know, my sister grew up with the oldest one, the Velocich family. They're awesome. Their gear is spectacular. And I see them, and you know, then you also have the Fresh Brewed Tees guys, and then you've got other people, and then you've got the authentic, you know, the Adidas official gear. And I'm like, I don't even know where to start.
And there's Nike gear.
Yeah.
Gibbs, at 7:30 this morning, there was a line of about 30 people outside GV Artwork, and the place opened at 8. Just this morning.
Not surprising. They released a couple new shirts yesterday, I saw. So props to them.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little overwhelmed. I don't know what gear to buy. I don't want to just buy a bunch of stuff to buy stuff.
No, I've picked out the ones that I like the best. That's what I went with. I think that LeBron one where he's holding the ring, the Nike one, is sick. That's a sweet-looking shirt. I want to get this one, too, the one that says, "Thank you, Cleveland," because it's like kind of in that Muhammad Ali lettering, you know, that Muhammad Ali shirt?
Sure.
Where it's that kind of writing, and I think that one looks pretty sweet, the "Thank you, Cleveland." I might get that. If they make a hoodie of that, that'll be my winter hoodie. That's what I'm looking for. The jersey I got is absolutely hideous, but I love it.
Wait, why is it hideous?
Because it's like, I don't know, Gribbs, what do you think? It's got the 2016 with the title on it. That's like the front of the jersey. It's black, which I love.
I'm not in a physical position to judge sleeveless tees because I'm not
it's
wearing
a jersey.
Them anytime soon.
You should get out there. Gribbs, let's go.
The sun's out, guns out does never applies.
More curls, more girls, Gribbs. More plates, more dates.
Gribbs needs a tan. Gribbs
well,
a little
that,
pale.
This will help it. That'll help it. That'll help it, I think. This shirt for him would be great. There's a great caricature. There's a lot of great gear right now for this championship to celebrate. And everybody in Cleveland should get something. Did you see the authentic frame, the dagger three-pointer signed by Kyrie Irving? And it's just a picture of him with making the dagger over Steph Curry, the game-winning shot. It's a frame thing. It's called the Game 7 Dagger. That's pretty sick. Officially licensed. That's pretty sick to me. But they say it's pending approval. I don't know what that means, but it's all black and white except for him shooting the three in Curry's eye. Stinks Curry, how you like me now?
I do have to say.
I told you, Gibbs.
He was pretty stinky.
Gibbs, did I not this week when you guys were telling me I was nuts, did I not call it exactly as it happened?
You did.
Have you guys seen the vine of the behind-the-back pass out of bounds?
Yes, with the trophy.
Change it to the trophy.
Oh, my God. It's great. Vince Condi, friend of the show, and I were discussing that this morning about how great that was.
Varejao flopping to Footloose was pretty good, too.
I didn't see that. Oh, goodness. Stone Cold Steve Austin chiming in, sending his regards to the Cavs as well. We want to hear from you, though. Let's keep celebrating. We got emotions yesterday. It's funny. It's more real. You know what's so cool driving in today? Just on the freeway, you have all those signs like champions of Cleveland and congrats Cavs. And then the Sprite LeBron one where he's all green and yellow and it says congrats LeBron. And just it's awesome. This is just a great time for the city. And yes, tomorrow is going to be bedlam, but I think it's going to be what a phenomenal day it's going to be for the city of Cleveland. They will have that parade finally tomorrow. LeBron said he'd always envision a parade going down East 9th. Well, tomorrow it's going to happen. The dream will be a reality. It's going to be awesome. Call us up, 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. Zagura, Gibbs, Gribbs on CBD.
Tonight we're going to take no prisoners. This time we're going to live our dream.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to a championship edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. Zagura, Gibbs, Gribbs. We'll go to the phones now. Still to come, we're going to hear from Cody Kessler, Jim Donovan, Hollywood Higgins about the Cavs today. Donovan live with us at 2. Let's go to the phones now. Chris and Eastlake, welcome to the show. Chris.
Hey, guys, how's it going? You know, I'm still like finding it hard to believe we're actually world champs. This is the most amazing thing.
It is.
You know, and it's like I guess the Clevelander in me keeps expecting someone to come on the radio and go, now, wait a minute, in the last 10 seconds of the game, this and that happened, and take it away. But I know that can't
happen. Not this time.
They ran on the court too early. You got to replay the final 5 seconds.
Hey, but as far as tomorrow, in like 1982, there was a show called Real People, and they did a train tour around the country. And my band happened to be playing in the flats that day, and there was like 500,000 people down there. It was beyond nuts. So tomorrow is just going to be a hoot. And I would recommend leave all your personal property in your car or at home. Cash. It's a pickpocket's paradise, guys.
It's a pickpocket's paradise.
He's right. Bring the essentials. Bring your ID.
Wear a sweet fanny pack. I'm going to wear my fanny pack tomorrow to the rally.
No, you're not.
The Miz got me one for his bachelor party. It's awesome.
I will not allow you in this building.
I took my fanny pack when I took my kids to Disney, and even my kids know that fanny packs are awful, and they were killing me for it, but I loved it. So functional, the fanny pack. So functional.
What about like one of those like lanyard passport things like that? Those are also
or like the
pretty handy.
The European wallet that like tucks under your pants when you go to Europe so you don't get pickpocketed by the gypsies.
Yeah, you know, I keep trying to think about how tomorrow is going to be. I almost wish I was like younger and not worried about these things. I feel like if I was like 10 years younger, I wouldn't even be like, these things wouldn't even cross my mind.
You'd be like, yeah.
I'd just be like, let's go. And now I'm like,
I 24, still wouldn't be sober.
24-year-old me, 24-year-old me would be out of his gourd right now, as he should be. I should be now, but we got the show. Tomorrow, though, no show. All parade.
See, I got to be on the parade route tomorrow. I got reporter duty all day.
Yeah, but you're going to be on the parade route at least. Maybe you'll get like better access than any of us to it.
I don't know. We'll see. I feel like the only way you're going to get some decent access is if you're at the stage at the rally at the end. But we're still trying to figure out all our logistics. But I'm like, I told our people, you almost have to cover it like it's a U.S. Open or something. Like the networks do. At such and such intersection, we got this guy. At such and such intersection, you got... Because you're not going to be able to walk around.
No, it's crazy.
You're gonna stand there, and you're going to watch the parade go by, and then you'll get to move. But you're going to have to stand there for a good 3 hours before the parade starts.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely wild.
I want to know, by the end of this week, I want to know the dollar amount of just revenue generation in all aspects of the city, whether it's merch, whether it's food, drink, hotel, that you can attribute to this champion, to this one victory. How much can you attribute to that?
A lot.
I mean, it's just seeing the line. I mean, I think, what was it, a friend of the show, Tom Withers, posted a photo yesterday at Dick's at like 7:30 on a Monday night, and the line throughout the entire store. I mean, it's just incredible.
It's the night before, I was telling the story yesterday, Gibbs, the night they won it, the main camp counselor at my daughter's summer camp went to Dick's, waited 3 hours to get in, got a shirt. The lines to check out were 3 to 4 hours. He said he went up to the front of the line, saw somebody who was only buying one thing, and was like, I'll buy your thing if you throw my shirt in with you. And the guy said, fine, and he got out of there. But it really is unbelievable just how people were out there. Now, I'm going to be bummed out because I ordered all my stuff and it's called the parade shirt or whatever. It's not going to be there tomorrow. The only way to get it would be to go get it. That Fanatic stuff, I don't even think ships till the 1st of July.
Right.
But I'll take it when I get it.
Yeah, I think when I ordered mine, it said I'm not getting mine till well after July 4th or something like that.
Hopefully it'll be here in time for my birthday. That's what I can hope. 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. We've got George in Strongsville. George, welcome. We do not have George in Strongsville anymore. We've got Rick in Cleveland, though. Rick.
How's it going, guys?
How you doing,
world
Rick?
World champs, baby!
The champions of the world!
The champs! Unbelievable. Real quick, I keep watching the last 5 minutes of the game. And, you know, you've got the dagger from Kyrie. You got the block from LeBron. But nobody's talking about the switch with Kevin Love from Draymond Green to Steph Curry in that last possession. I must have rewinded that 10 times just to watch it over and over again. It was brilliant. That was the best game Kevin Love had in at least the finals.
His floor game was spectacular.
Got to get him under the rim. Got to keep him there. Get those rebounds.
And but he did that.
I'm on cloud nine, man. I am on cloud nine, and I can't get over it, guys. I love it. I love this city. Go Cleveland.
Go Cleveland. And how about Deli going to Cedar Point yesterday? And
he's a child.
Taking it in. You got to love that. I mean,
his photo, it's just, we were talking about between the break. I mean, I can look at his photo and I'm like, this might be the best thing that ever came from the NBA Finals is this one photo that I can't get. I have like multiple friends on Facebook who have changed their profile photo to that Deli photo from Vegas.
From the
Hawaiian
shirt
and Corona in a can.
The Hawaiian shirt's fantastic. The Corona in a can is also just an absolute delight as far as I'm concerned. Strong stuff from Deli there. 216-578-0850. When we come back, we're going to hear Cody Kessler, the Brown rookie quarterback. We'll hear his thoughts on the Cavs, what it's been like for him to be in Cleveland and be a part of this championship as well. We'll let you know what he had to say as well as take your calls when we return here on a Cavs Championship edition of CBD.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to CBD. I got to give a shout out right here, Gibbs. You know why? Chad Flory, at Flory Chad, says, if you like fanny packs, check out cravesupply.com. My friend has started the business to bring the pack back. I love that slogan.
We had a fanny pack game we used to play every time we would go to Cedar Point. And there was points involved, and there was lots of credits involved. It was good fun, actually.
What was, can you share, or is it not for public consumption?
I mean, I could share some. Like, you had to point out certain, like, if you could find the all-elusive tie-dye fanny pack, it was worth, like, 4 points.
Oh.
Like, the camo fanny pack. If you can get a family fanny pack, which everybody's got the fanny pack on.
My favorite is the classic wrestler fanny pack, which was the hardcore black leather back when like all the pro wrestlers would wear their Zubaz pants and then fanny packs with it and think they were like the coolest. And these guys were the coolest, but like the picture, have you seen the one of The Rock where he's wearing his fanny pack?
No.
It's unbelievable.
That's fantastic. No, so, I mean, and there are other options to the fanny pack game that we won't talk about on the air, but you add up your points, you got to keep track of your points, and there's a lot of credits involved. Winner take all at the end of the day.
Winner take all. I like it. That's how all games should be, by the way.
Yeah.
Because in the words of,
I don't want to share with you,
Ricky Bobby's dad from Talladega Nights, if you ain't first, you're last.
Amen. God bless America.
America. 216-578-0850. Let's go to Bill in Lakewood. Bill.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Bill, couldn't be better. How are you, Monfrere?
Great. Hey, I'd like to take my dad down to the parade, but he's 86. The last time he was down there was in 1948. But just wanted to call in and see if you guys have any contacts of an office building maybe I can take him to. Maybe somebody call and give me a contact.
I don't have any contacts.
You know what? I mean, the parade's going to go right past our building here at the Galleria. So, I mean, you could sit in the food court It's not like terribly cooled down, but it would give you somewhere to sit. And then when the parade gets close, then you walk out to the parade route. I mean, that would be, it's probably my best advice. I don't know many places. I'm not quite sure.
Don't you think the Galleria is going to end up being like a zoo?
It's going to be a zoo. Everywhere is going to be a zoo. That's the problem. I mean, you know, maybe if you got to the Winking Lizard here at the front of the Galleria early, you know, you could sit right along the windows and watch. I mean,
okay.
I just think you're going to have to, wherever you're going, you have to get there early. And I, you know, I can appreciate that. I know my dad is like, Jason, I'm too old for that. I'm not doing it. I'll watch
Come
it.
On, Mr.
No, no, no.
Gibbs.
I'll watch it on TV. But I don't. But at some point, it becomes a health concern. Like you don't want your grandpa going down. Like I watched an old, very old woman yesterday. You know, she must have been in her late 80s. I mean, they had to take her out yesterday, and you're just like, I don't think this is the place for you. Like, I get that they want to see it. I get that they want to be a part of it. But you got to be smart. If you can't let them just sit and bake in the sun for 4 hours.
Let me ask you a question. Is it possible that they will have enough alcohol for the whole day in downtown Cleveland?
No, I think they run out.
Think about it. If there are a million people.
It's a challenge to my friends at the House of La Rose and my friends at
and LeBatt. Everybody wants to have 12 beers. That's 12 million beers that they're going to need in downtown Cleveland. And if everybody wants to have a bottle of tequila like I want to, that's my goal for tomorrow.
The one thing I will say is that.
It's a million bottles of tequila.
It's all about planning, one. And two, it's about. You look at a place and you see how packed it is from the outside. It's just the ability to get to it.
Right.
I mean, that's where you, that's they might not be able to sell as much as they think they can.
You know, I had to run, you know, we had pregame right up until tip on Sunday night. We got done at 8 o'clock. My buddies were up at the Whiskey Saloon, the Eagle Whiskey, Whiskey Eagle.
Wild
Eagle. Maybe that's it. Yeah. Wild Eagle. Right across the street from East 9th and like the whole Panini area. Great bar, was there last week. Sorry that I screwed up your name, but was there last week, and it was great for game six.
Is that the one that's got all the game, like the big
yes.
game room in the back? Yeah,
yeah.
Place is sweet.
It is awesome. And my buddies drove up from Columbus.
Right by
like,
92.
We all grew up together. We all said, you know, we're all going to hang out together and watch this together. I couldn't – it was an hour wait just to get into the place. I said, I'm going home. I have to be able to watch the game. And I'm standing outside, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. You know, there was nowhere to get – you could not get in anywhere.
Because it's called a celebration.
Exactly.
And how many people do they think were downtown on Sunday?
I don't know.
I haven't heard an estimate on that one.
It was going to be a hell of a lot less than are going to be there tomorrow.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
It's just it's scary almost, but it's, like, so exciting. You know, do you remember that Saved by the Bell moment with Jesse Spano? I'm so excited. I'm so
yes.
excited. I'm so scared. You know, like that's that might be the emotions of the day tomorrow.
Is that when she was having like drug problems?
Caffeine pills, I believe.
It was Oh, okay. Yes. I'm so excited. I'm so scared. Help me, Zach. Help me, AC Slater.
Greatest show ever.
Let's go to Bob on a cell. Bob.
Hey, guys. Hey, Nathan. Hey, Kizzy.
What's going on, bro?
Shout out to BG Falcons, man. I just bought 6 plane dealers. I've been sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic, 2 lanes deep, 400 cars long. The traffic.
You're going to chance. Please make it. You turn right on zero.
All right. Thank
I'm
you.
Off
I just
let's have a little side convo.
The line of cars is out on Tiedemann Road all the way to Bidoff.
Wow.
Just to get the newspaper. From yesterday.
That was the one thing I wanted. My father picked one up for me yesterday. I wanted a copy of the plane dealer yesterday morning.
I got one.
You got one?
People are parking along the street, and they're walking onto the plane dealer property, and I just went past a line of people that's got to be 300 people long.
Unreal.
That's awesome.
So you were able to get one yesterday, Chris?
I got one this morning at 6:30 a.m. at a 7-Eleven in Lakewood.
How about a text like, yo, man?
I mean, they had a huge stack of them because they did. I read the story that Cleveland.com put out last night that said they're selling all of them at the plane dealer office, but they also redistributed to them all the locations where they sell plane dealers. Tried to get one after work yesterday. They're all sold out, but struck gold this morning.
struck. There's gold in them there hills for Grips. How many did you get?
I just got one.
Yeah, I don't get the whole.
I want others to be able to have these papers.
I think you should have got two, and then in like 6 months, it's like an eBay.
I'm not going to exploit this championship.
I could have bought it from him for face value.
There was some schlup yesterday outside the IX Center, and he had like a pickup truck full of them. I was like, and he's selling them for like $5-$10. You know, I'm going to knock you into next week. That's what I thought about doing. Come on, man.
Jason,
like, why, don't make a profit. Like,
no, I hear you. I hear
like, you. Buy it and buy it because you want it. You want a copy of it for posterity's sake. Now, my wife doesn't get that. Monica's like, why do you need a copy of the Plain Dealer? Why do you need? I'm like, you just do. And then I explained to her. I said, I go, look, I have a copy that is framed that my grandfather gave me. I have the copy of the Plain Dealer the morning after the 1964 Browns championship.
Okay.
I'm going to put this one right next to that one in my basement.
And it was funny.
I want the LeBron championship newspaper, and I've got the 1964 Browns championship. And by the way, it's in mint condition.
Yeah, it was funny, Gibbs, because I was wrestling with that this morning, too, if I should go out and get one. But then I'd just been going through all my old stuff this weekend, and I kept a lot of newspapers for a lot lower achievements in Cleveland sports.
So did I.
So, you know, I was like, you know, I need to add to this collection and get this, you know. But maybe I should have, like, screenshotted my iPhone on ESPN.com after the game. Like, is that the new thing we can do? Like, to save what was on the web page after the game?
I did take a couple screenshots. Yeah, and I've been saving a lot of pictures, videos. I was posting stuff yesterday, LeBron walking along the line of fans through the fence holding up the trophy and whatnot.
Yeah, how close were you to him yesterday? It looked fairly close.
You really weren't close to any of the guys. And then all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, and the whole media was down on the other end, and I walked down because I wanted to be even with where they were coming out of the plane so I could shoot the video for us. And I look over, and I'm like, where's LeBron going? And I'm like, oh, blank, he's coming over here with the trophy to show the fans. And I happened to get there right at the last minute, and I think there was one photog and me that got it, so... It was
a pretty cool scene when the confetti shot out. Was pretty awesome.
It was awesome. I mean, there was stuff everywhere. And, you know, you don't realize it, but you're like, okay, these guys are leaving their cars, and why, you know, what's going on? And then you're like, oh, wait, none of them are sober.
Not one of them.
Not one. So literally they had to bring in shuttles to get these guys home.
I saw that they were getting in the big black shuttles.
Yeah, and those literally, they were taking guys to their personal residences because no one could drive.
Did they all leave their cars there then?
Yep. And wow. Like ball boys were essentially driving cars back.
Now, that's got to be a pretty sweet gig to drive the player's car home. That's a great job for the ball boy. For me, I had the only time that I got to do that when I was working on the Hill for Pete Stark, who was the congressman from my hometown in the Bay Area. And he, you know, we were in D.C., and then he had a place that was on the Chesapeake, not too far away in, it was either Maryland or Virginia, I don't remember. The cool thing about it was, so one day he tells me I got to drive his au pair, who was very cute and actually a real au pair from France, home in his Mercedes. And he had this rare Mercedes that had a V12 in it. That's all I remember. And it was so fast, and we were just kind of out in the middle of nowhere. Once you got to, like, his property, you're literally out in the middle of nowhere. I drove that thing. It was like Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I was driving that thing like, trust me, I'm a professional. Oh, God, that would be great. What a great job for the ball boys that day. I wonder if any of them have the Tesla that's got ludicrous speed. Have you heard about that?
Is that like, sponsored by
it's
rapper
an homage.
Ludicrous?
Okay. It's an no, it's an homage to Spaceballs.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like Ludacris as in the rapper.
No,
like he
no.
Like got an endorsement or something with them or something like
Luda.
That.
Luda.
Because he was in the Fast Furious franchise.
You're correct. Correct. So there's a Tesla that has ludicrous speed, which is you press a button and it goes ludicrous speed where you can go 0 to 60 in I think like 2.6 or 2.8 seconds, something ludicrous.
It's crazy.
If I was in a car that had ludicrous speed, You best believe I'm checking out Ludacris feed. you better believe. All right, when we come back, we're going to hear from Cody Kessler. We will go ahead and take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. Still to come, Jim Donovan at the top of the hour. My man Bodie on the corner says, all I can think of is the O'Pair episode for the league. Bodie, it was better than that. Trust me. Ooh la la. We'll be back with more CBD right after this.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to CBD. Jim Donovan at the top of the hour, but now let's hear from Browns rookie quarterback Cody Kessler talking about the Cavs championship here in Cleveland.
First of all, can you just talk about Cavs fever and how caught up you are probably in it?
Yeah, it was awesome. I've always been a LeBron fan. I never really had a team, but when I got out here and I got drafted, I immediately became a Cleveland fan, and it was awesome, especially after the documentary Cleveland and then all the history behind this place. And I never was really familiar with it, but it was great. It was great for the city. It was great for everything. And, I read a couple things that Joe said, Hayden, and I think he's right. It gives us momentum. It gives us, they did it. Now, it's our turn. Now it's our turn to come back and work as hard as they did. And but at the end of the day, it was awesome. I was excited.
Who within the team has kind of caught you up to speed with everything Cleveland-related since you've been here?
I think just for me, myself, just social media, looking at the history of it, the fans have been awesome. The coolest part about that is just, through Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, whatever it is, different fans, different people have been in Cleveland their whole lives, reaching out to me and kind of giving me a brief, history behind it, and the support and everything has been great for me. And it gives you a sense of responsibility as well. As soon as you become, part of the Browns organization, become a part of Cleveland, become a part of that family and the tradition, and for me, I always like to feel a part of a team and a family, and that's definitely the feel you get here.
Where were you for game 7? Who were you with? How'd you
I was watching the game. I was back home. I went home for a couple days, and then I was watching the game, and I was at a restaurant, actually, eating dinner, and there was probably 50 people in there, and only there was me and one other lady were cheering for Cleveland. Everyone else was from California, cheering for the Warriors, so we were getting a little crazy in there, but it was awesome. It was exciting. It's one of those moments that I'll never forget getting to watch that happen, and the performance that LeBron put on and the shot that Kyrie made was awesome. And it was just something that as a sports fan, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever it is, it's something you get excited about.
Were you with friends or family?
Yeah, I was with my parents, my girlfriend. We were there and we were grabbing dinner, and I was actually about to head back that night, and I was almost late to my flight because I wanted to stay and wait and watch it. But it was definitely a great moment to watch.
Did you get any sense from there what Cleveland, like what was happening in downtown and just the
obviously on social media I knew it was pretty wild, and some of the guys were here and they told me that it was crazy downtown, but I think that's just speaks volumes about the fans here and the fan base and the people of Cleveland, that how excited they get, and it's awesome, and you bring that energy, and we want to bring that into football, and give them something to root for and to be proud of, and that's my mindset, and as well as the other guys on the team that preach that. They've been here for a while, and guys like Joe Thomas,
Super Bowl quarterback.
Joe Thomas and guys that are older that have been veterans, they preach that, and I'm just happy I can be a part about it, and now I want to contribute any way I can.
Will you head down to the parade and get caught up in some of the festivities tomorrow?
I want to. We all want to. We have a bunch of rookie stuff going on the next couple of days. We have rookie meetings and different things we have to do. So I don't know if Ron Brewer will let us go out there or not, but they got us on a tight schedule. But if not, it's just cool to be here and still feel the vibe of everyone and the energy coming from the people of Cleveland.
Do you think this week is valuable for you guys, the crash course you get?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just specifically being in the facility, so being able to work. We had a workout this morning. We get to work out this week and then do different things with the strength staff and the guys. And for me, I'm taking all the time I can and taking all this extra time to be in the facility and throw and watch film and do everything I can before I head out, before Friday when everyone takes off and gets back to work or goes with their individual workouts. But, yeah, I think it's very valuable. Still be a part of the guys, be with the guys.
What'll mean to you to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Have you ever been there?
I've never been there. I was excited when I found out we were going, and it's just for me. I've always had so much respect for the game and respect for the quarterback position. And it's gonna be really cool to go there and see guys and in the history of it, and see guys who play the game for so long and to play it the right way. Kind of set the bar very extremely high. For the rest of us that are coming as rookies or guys that are playing now or even in the future.
Anybody's bust or going to make a beeline toward?
No, I don't know. I'm just excited to see everything. I honestly don't even know what to expect. I've never seen it or pictures or anything, so I'm excited. I'm obviously going to go in there, obviously, as a player, but for me, I've always been a fan of the game, so I'll just be a fan and see everything and be excited to see just the history of the game.
For a guy who averaged, I think it was 30 points a game in basketball in high school.
Back in the day.
And maybe even possibly considered playing some college hoops. Mm. Did you have an unbelievable appreciation for what those guys were able to do, especially at the end of that game?
Yeah, and I've always been a basketball guy at heart. You know, and football was always my first love, but basketball always had a special place in my heart. And it came down to it when I chose between football and basketball. It was just for me, not necessarily which one I love more, but which one could I not live without, you know? And I knew basketball would always be something I love, but football was something I could never give up. But, it was awesome. I'm a huge basketball fan. I love watching the games. I love watching college basketball, too. When I was at USC, I went to a ton of the games and kind of gotten the vibe of that and, you know, got emotional with all those games and the cheering section. But, it was cool, and I respect those guys. And what, you know, LeBron did and Kyrie and the rest of the team did is something that feels amazing. You know, the performance they put on was, whether you're a basketball fan or not, you know, you have to respect it. And it was just great to be a part of history and to watch it.
Do you really gain any appreciation for just the relief that the fans here have after that title drought ended?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I haven't been a part of it until just recently. But, you know, we still have a job to do for us, you know, and it's awesome, you know, that the Cavs did that and what they did and what they did for the city. And, you know, the fans deserve it and the people of Cleveland deserve it. And I think it was awesome when LeBron, you know, said, Cleveland, this is for you. You know, at that moment, you know, gave me the chills. It's something so special. But now, you know, for us is football players and living in Cleveland and me, I want to earn the respect of the fans as well and do everything I can to show them that we want that same success. You know, whether it's contributing, you know, off the field, on the field, whatever I can do, and just being out here is something that's important to me, and I'm excited to get started and get back to work and camp from ground.
That's Browns quarterback Cody Kessler. When we come back, we'll hear from the voice of the Cleveland Browns, Jim Donovan, on what this means. This Cavaliers championship for the city of Cleveland. Jim Donovan next on CBD.